What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey.
Career crossroads time here on Weekend Mornings with me, Jason Dacey. We're in the company of Master Career Coach Adrian Chu. Welcome back.
Morning, Jason. Always happy to be here with you every Saturday morning.
Yeah, and you've had a couple of weeks off. You're pumped up with lots of wisdom to share. And this is a really good one. I've been looking forward to this subject. The five attributes of the modern manager. Not the old-fashioned manager like you and me, but the modern manager. What's the difference between the modern and the old manager, do you think?
Well, I guess because of the environment right now, everything's so dynamic. Shorter sales cycles, faster product cycles, and more demanding customers. So managers nowadays, they have to be more adept. And because the situation now has become a lot more volatile and uncertain.
Yeah.
So they've got to be quick and nimble.
Very, very nimble. That's the key. That's a key word these days, I think. All right, your first point. You've given us 5 points as usual. The first one is he or she needs to be plugged in.
Yeah. Because nowadays, a lot of times, trends are happening very fast, and a lot of times you might not be able to catch it. So you have to be plugged in into the system, into the news, and into the future. For instance, you have hotel groups like Marriott and all the other big guys who were so busy competing with other hotels, they didn't realize that Airbnb was coming up and stealing business from them.
Mm.
In fact, nowadays, whenever I travel, I hardly even stay in hotels nowadays. It's always Airbnb. But,
yeah.
But it's nice. See, so if you're not plugged in, you never know what will happen. Something could overtake you in. That's it.
Yeah, so you really need to be knowing what the latest trends are and how quickly things change in business. Okay, point number two, cross-cultural communication, the three C's, CCC, cross-cultural communication.
Yeah, you've got to be mindful as well because of the globalization. So not just cross-cultural in terms of language or in terms of race or nationalities, but cross-cultural in terms of millennials versus Gen Xers and folks like us.
Mm.
So just give you a quick interesting example.
Yep.
I just spoke with one of my clients and he's about our age group. And he said that he was just taken to task by HR because apparently there was a complaint filed against him by a couple of millennials because the complaint against him was
micromanaging?
Aggression.
Microaggression.
I can't remember what it was. And he was wondering, what was it? It turns out that his millennials were not happy that he was wearing expensive watches.
Are you kidding?
They felt left out. They felt discriminated.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they tried to tell him not to wear those expensive watches.
Oh, that would never be the problem with me. I don't have any expensive watches. But that's incredible. They're very delicate, aren't they, a lot of the millennials?
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad you're not listening in right now to this show.
Well, we welcome everyone here on Weekend Mornings. Okay, with Adrian Chu, the career coach, author of Career Crossroads, the 2015 book. Okay, point number three, flexibility and adaptability.
Yeah, you have to be very nimble and very quick and realize that, you know, as a modern-day manager, the reality is that whatever business you're in now could switch very quickly.
Mm.
So, for instance, my most favorite example, my really favorite example is Netflix. I mean, today, Netflix, as we know it, they produce lots of interesting stuff. But when they first started out, I remember in the 2000-ish,
yeah.
They started out by renting out DVDs. They mailed DVDs to you.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So they've really adapted. They've shown that flexibility.
Yeah, very quickly, and that's amazing.
Mm, okay. Fourth point, reliability.
Yeah, in today's environment, especially when your reputation counts, and your reputation travels at the speed of light, especially online and everything.
Yeah.
It's important that you come across as being reliable. When you promise someone something, you do it. When you promise a client something, you deliver.
Mm.
Otherwise, your reputation affects you, and down the road, it's not just immediate, but further repercussions down the road. So a modern manager has to be very mindful in terms of making sure that he's reliable, he delivers what he promises.
Mm.
Once again, it speaks to your reputation in the market.
Yeah, and that's obviously externally and internally. And now I've actually been with bosses and I've run into stakeholders and they've said, hey, your boss didn't email me back on this subject. They promised that they would.
Yeah.
And I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't know what to say because it's very important to follow up with people and do what you've agreed to do.
Yeah, that's true. Even small things like, I'll get back to you. Make sure you do, right?
Yeah, yeah. Compassion. This is another point, as Adrian Chu gives his top five pointers for modern managers. It's not always about the business, market share, or money.
Yeah, it's a lot of times we forget it's about people.
Mm.
It's like when you have the business isn't going well, and the first thing a CEO does is say, let's cut headcount, let's fire people.
Mm.
And that to me is one of my pet peeves because there are other solutions. I mean, reducing headcount is the easiest one.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, you could, like I had this other client. They axed a whole bunch of folks, but they could have instead just hired or retrained these guys to do something else, or just focus on ramping up sales rather than reducing cost.
Mm.
So there's always a human factor, which a lot of times in today's context gets forgotten. Mm. So as a modern day manager, you have to realize that, hey, there are people involved, emotions involved, people's families are involved.
Mm.
So you have to be mindful of that.
Yeah, look, I've dealt with some bosses that seem heartless. It's all about the bottom line. It's about answering to shareholders. It's almost if when they make that tough decision, they just kind of cut off. It's almost like they're a trained killer.
Yeah, mercenaries, right?
Yeah.
It's scary. It's terrible because I don't even know if they realize it, but you know, it's not just the person they're firing or letting go. The person's family as well is all affected. So it's just tough.
Yeah, you sound very compassionate, but not everyone is compassionate. When you look at some of the demands on the modern manager, do you think for being a boss, it is a lot more difficult today than it was, say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
I think it's a different set of problems.
Mm.
Yeah, in the old days, previously, it seemed a lot easier. But I think those who have gone through those times will probably beg to differ. Yeah, but ultimately, I think today, it's a lot more complex and a lot more layered. So you have to deal with multiple issues happening very quickly in rapid succession at the same time.
Mm.
And if you're not careful, you get it all mixed up and someone complains about your expensive watch.
Yeah, those millennials are so precious. How would you respond to something like that if someone said that your expensive watch is making me feel uncomfortable?
I can't say it on air. But I would just say, grow up.
Grow up, yeah. That's a good thing to say. Okay, for now, thank you, Adrian Chu. We're going to come back a bit later on and give some war stories about the attributes of the modern manager right here on Weekend Mornings with me, Jason Dacey.